a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The South Dakota Senate will now come to order. We're really privileged and blessed today to have leading us in our prayer a student rabbi, Brian Nelson, who's originally from the Minneapolis area. He's a student rabbi at the Mount Zion Temple in Sioux Falls, and he currently travels to Sioux Falls biweekly from the Rabbinical Seminary in Cincinnati to serve the temple. And leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag is Sarah DeYoung from Sioux Falls.
Let us take a moment for reflection. Out to the west, etched in stone, are the faces of some of our nation's great leaders. They look out across the prairie, the Black Hills, the farmlands, and the badlands, and a growing, diverse population. As this body convenes, under their watchful gaze, let us be reminded of the sacred purpose for which we are gathered, to fairly and justly represent all people across this great state. At this moment, let wisdom and integrity descend upon us. Knowledge and discernment form our thoughts. May we be filled with the spirit of righteousness, kindness, and love. Let insight and compassion guide us. Faith and integrity sustain us. May we have the vision and courage to sow the seeds of prosperity so the people of this land may continue to reap its fruit. We have been endowed with noble powers. May we use them to bring about the promise of this great nation, the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. Kein yehi bimhera be'amenu. May it be so speedily in our days. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein, Bogalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Ewing, Frerichs, Heinemann, Holine, Hunhop, Jensen, Johnston, Jones, Kirkaby, Krebs, Lederman, Lucas, Maher, Monroe, Nordstrup, Olson, Umdahl, Otten, Peters, Rampelberg, Rabe, Roden, Soholt, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, Welke, White.
Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the Third Day and finds that the following correction should be made. In the Senate Journal of the Third Day, the following correction should be made. On page 45, after line 4, insert Senate Bill 67 introduced by the Committee on Commerce and Energy at the request of the Department of Labor and Regulation for an act entitled An Act to Revise the Requirements for Health Maintenance Organizations, was read the first time and referred to the Committee on Commerce and Energy. All additional errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Corey Brown, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 34 and returns the same with the recommendation that said bill do pass. Senate Bill 13 and 33 and returns the same with the recommendation that said bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, the nomination of Larry Zimmerman to the position of Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Larry Roden, Chair. I'm sorry. The nomination of Larry Zimmerman to position of Secretary of Department of Veterans Affairs and returns the same with the recommendation that Senate advise and consent to the confirmation of said appointment. Larry Roden, Chair.
Do we have any first readings or anything? He didn't sign. Okay.
So
just announcements.
Announcements. Any announcements? Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. President. Sorry about that. I forgot to line somebody up to give the announcement. We have Senate appropriations or joint appropriations on Tuesday morning, bright and early. We're going to meet and work on the criminal justice initiative, and we're going to have 4 hours worth of fun budget talks on that particular piece of our budget. And then we've got Matt Clark coming in the afternoon to talk about more fun, trust funds and pensions and stuff. So please join us for the fun.
Senator Johnston.
Thank you and good afternoon, Mr. President. We're going to do Senate education on Tuesday morning at 7:45. Secretary of the Department of Education, Melody Schopp, will give a state of the state of education, and then we're going to take up one of her agency bills if we've got enough time. But if you're interested, then come on out Tuesday morning. Also, you're going to be getting information. Tammy Darnell, Madam Secretary's finance officer, will be giving a State Funding Formula 101 after session on Wednesday. But if you want the primer, come Tuesday morning. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Senator Rampelberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just announcement, we're having Ag Committee meeting at 10 on Tuesday. Thanks.
Good. Senator Hunoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, Mr. President, I'm sort of out of line here, but the Chair and Vice Chair of Judiciary are gone, but we are meeting on Tuesday morning, and we have three bills to address, and we'll meet at 8.
Excellent. Senator Holeen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Commerce and Energy, Tuesday morning at 10, we'll start with a briefing from the PUC commissioners and then move on to taking some bills.
Excellent. Very dapper today, by the way. You and your second brother's cousin's uncle's on your mother's side up here. Speaking of which, please welcome Senator Valley. Did you wish to say something? Oh, we can hear you.
Well, so much for this. I see Senator Keeson is gone. We are having judiciary at 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning.
Any other announcements? Any other announcements? I don't want to end on a sad note. I'd rather us think about the happy times with a former senator or representative that we've served with. We'll have a memorial service next week, obviously, for those who passed last year. But with Gil's passing yesterday, I think we're all stunned. And Gil is a great person, just a superhuman being. And I know a number of us just didn't agree with him. And I just want us to know that he served well here for those who didn't know him, obviously across the aisle, but we still feel his presence here. And someday, as we know, we'll hopefully go to that reward. But let's keep Gil and most especially his family in thoughts and prayers because obviously of that shock. So I want us to end, though, in a celebration of the good times for those of you who knew him. Just remember his smile and the persistent smell of smoke on his breath until he had his heart surgery. So, anyway, thank you very much. Any further announcements? Hearing none, Madam Secretary.
Senator Brown moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.